Okay, I'll call to order a special session for the City of LaPlaine City Council, the 28th of February at 7:31 PM. Gotta have a quorum again.
Craig Heaton, present.
Todd Pryor, present.
Connie Grace, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Okay, we have a quorum, we'll get right to it. Approval of contracts with Anderson Perry for water wastewater system. Improvement engineering, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm going page by page. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Those are 165.
It was a joke.
Four, 164.
We've got a couple take-home points, and Jake, fill in accordingly if I miss anything. Obviously, just spent some time with Brandon and representing Anderson Perry and talking about the RFP process and getting them on board for engineering design work, and there's a lot of work to be done there. These contracts, there's three. There's two that are what's called the EJCDC contracts. They're a specific template from USDA. They're basically tried and true.
Ironclad, I mean.
Plug and play, you know, each city, each project uses this contract. And there's some tinkering to some of the legal language, which our attorney has done a little bit of. And we're working through those details. But for the most part, all of these pages are actually just boilerplate language. There's one for the water components. There's one for the wastewater components. And they, by way of reference, the wastewater component, the summary of engineering fees is $1,040,000. And the water system improvements, the total is $1,630,000. And that work includes the engineering design, but also includes a lot of other work, some of which includes funding application and environmental report preparation, bidding or negotiating, phasing, construction phase and post-construction phase, permitting phase, cultural resources evaluation and monitoring, easements and land acquisition, operation and maintenance manual, record drawings and other engineering. And that's all pulled from the funding applications, which we're all aware of, and was essentially inserted into these documents. The reason for a third contract, which is the city's professional services agreement template, so our legal prepared this document, is the Community Development Block Grant Funds, the $1,195,000 grant that we got through Community Development Block Grant. That's to pay for the design engineering of the wastewater system improvements projects. And so this need, because of federal funds can't be tainted, they can't rub up against each other in certain contracts, for lack of a better way to put it, it needed to be pulled out and separated and referenced in this contract. By way of example real quick, in the sheet that Brandon handed out in terms of city contribution for the water system improvements, like what we budgeted in this year's budget was $750,000 for engineering and design of the wastewater system improvements, which is still the estimate for the engineering work, but there's other ancillary costs like the permitting and some of the other elements that I included in there. And then we also budgeted the $1.2 million for the Community Development Block Grant Funds. So where we're at right now is we've been playing ping pong with these between our attorney, Anderson Perry, to a degree, but they've been good, not too much sticklers. And then more importantly, the funding agencies, USDA and CDBG, because they're gonna be the ones who say, if you want the money, this is what language needs to be in here. And we're having that conversation with our legal counsel, and we'll probably bridge that and hopefully get it over the finish line next week, maybe into the following week. Ultimately, the important part that all of you are considering for approval and pending legal revisions and USDA and CDBG revisions is the scope of work, so the engineering services, the fees associated with that, which are in line with our estimates, and who's going to be doing the work, which is Anderson Perry. Those are the three main components. And then ironing out some of the legal language, leave that to us to finish up in the next couple weeks, and we'll get it taken care of. So that's the best synopsis I can give of where we've been, where we're at, and how we're trying to keep this thing moving. So.
Stu, start.
Been through this before where I don't agree with some of the legal language that's in the federal side about discrimination and all that. But like you said, Corey, we don't have any choice. If we want the money, we have to agree to the language that they put in it. So that's all I got to say.
Connie? Yeah, I think that's pretty much cut and dried and left the legal staff for the rest of it, so I'm good.
Done.
There's a lot of legal language in there that I couldn't understand very well, but I feel that we've let it sit long enough. Let's get it approved and get moving on.
Did you read the whole thing?
I didn't read the whole thing because I got to the point where my head was going this way.
I did read the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Your head wasn't spinning.
Read a lot of professional contracts. So.
Craig?
Move ahead.
Okay. And that's what I say too, as long as you know, Jeremy can move ahead at the pace you want him to move it. Put it that way.
Yeah, and the nice thing is that again, like Stu mentioned, is that, you know, ultimately if there's proposed changes that our legal counsel thinks is in the best interest of the city, which we can't fault him for that,
right,
but that don't meet the muster of what the funding agencies want, we know who's gonna win out on that. The money is gonna win out.
Okay.
Because ultimately they've funded hundreds if not thousands of these projects, and it's just kind of the way it goes. And
with the same documents.
Yeah, and it works out. And we know that with Anderson Perry that we're our eyes are on the prize and the partnership, really. So, you know, we're out to get the work done well and get it done. So
okay, so we need a motion.
Specific language.
I would read exactly the agenda item.
Okay.
I make the motion that we approve the contracts with Anderson Perry for the water system and wastewater system improvements engineering RFP, subject to legal, USDA and CBDG revisions, and authorizing the mayor to sign the agreement.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, let's do a roll call vote just to be safe. A or nay? Yes or no?
Craig Heaton, yes.
Don Greiner, yes.
Connie Bruce, yeah.
Stu Martinez, yes.
Okay, unanimous, so we're good to go.
Got it. They're gonna get going, get on. We'll iron out the details over the next couple weeks, and we'll let you know in terms of when we need the heat,
yep.
And we'll give council an update when that's dry.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're gonna move ahead here. Public comments? Anything more to say over there? Guys are pretty quiet today. Staff comments? Did we say everything we need to say? Okay, council comments? Any more? None. Mayor's comment? No. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
We adjourn. Second.
Second. First, second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Meeting adjourned. I love that.
Just in time for
the robbing.
That's way back in.
Just take some drugs for the drive home.